The full-time whistle is gone, Gary, and we were being blocked out by the supporters, but we could hear the referee's whistle going, and the Donegal players are celebrating down in front of us. They are ecstatic with that victory. Really, really dramatic stuff in that second half, in the closing stages of that game. And that goal, Gary, that goal from Aaron Doherty was the match winner in the end-up.
It was absolutely huge, and I'll go back to it again, Jim. It Ronan McGeehan down had the goal chance.
Yeah, we're just getting the full-time score from that other semi-final. Tyrone have beaten Antrim by 11 points to 9 points. So, Gary, thanks to that goal from Aaron Doherty and that double save from Ronan McGeehan, and let's be fair, a fantastic, hard-working, gutsy team performance from Donegal. It's going to be a Tyrone-Donegal final.
Yeah, and if we remember last week as well, Jeremy, at half-time, people were almost ruling out Donegal because they were going against the Almonds in the second half, and people again among the crowd here today were ruling them out. But my God, the second half, they dug in again. Even though Down came out, Jeremy, at the start of the half, had 2 points right away, and as you said yourself, this didn't look good for Donegal. But there's a crucial period for Donegal. From the 34th to the 40th minute, Conor McHugh, Rory O'Donnell, Peter McAnuff, 3 points in a row, Jeremy, put Donegal from a position from 8-6 down to lead 9-8. So in the 40th minute, they actually taken the lead, and Down replied with an equaliser in the 42nd minute at 9-all. But Donegal went ahead then again 10-9. Pádraig McGinnity and Cathal Gorman replied again for Down 10-all, and it was nip and tuck, Jeremy, going into that last 5 minutes, because that's when the goal chance came after Rory O'Donnell got a second point for Aaron Doherty, and it, absolutely huge it was. And even late on there, McGeehan has to be commended as well. Late on, Donegal's second last kick out, they had a man extra. I was hoping he would be able to find him. The Donegal, Pádraig McGinnity came from full forward, ran in between the 45 and 65. McGeehan picked him and got the ball out and got Donegal up the field. Absolutely huge for relief and pressure of relieving it after that there. Downer in the middle, they're in a huddle. They look disappointed. The Donegal players are out with their family and friends. They're ecstatic. They're going to an Ulster final. Of course, Jim, if we run the clock back, these two teams, Donegal and Tyrone, have a wee bit of history. They actually met in the first round at this particular two age groups at under 17, the first year of the national under 17 competition. That Tyrone team beat Donegal under the stewardship of Francie Friel, but Francie would have been missing a number of his minor players that day who were playing with the minors also, and who weren't released to the under 17s. So it was something that was a very sore point among that group of players, and something obviously that they've used since to drive them on. Because that Tyrone team, Jim, of course, went on and beat Cavan in an Ulster final, and then went on and beat Roscommon in an All-Ireland final. And of course, Peter Canavan's son, Darry Canavan, was the hero of that team. And he came on last week against Armagh, who was in the second half as well, and was a major turning point in the game. They actually used 23 players, Tyrone, last week at an extra time, Jim. So they obviously have huge strength and depth. It's going to be a massive battle, Donegal and Tyrone. It'll get the blood pumping among the fans, Jim. I know I'm really looking forward. Any day you get a chance to play Tyrone, it's brilliant. Any day you get the opportunity to beat Tyrone, it'll be even better, Jim. And it'll be interesting now, where will they play it? Will they go to Derry? It would look likely, it makes sense, but it's so difficult to get a venue, as you know, at the minute. Could we be back here for an Ulster final next week? Could we be in Lavi?
Well, it'll be interesting to see. Fair play to the Down players. They were, I'll tell you what, they stood on and they had a chat among themselves out on the pitch. Huge disappointment among them, and I'm sure coming out for the second half with the elements behind them, they thought they had the hard work done in that first half. But Donegal stood up strong, and some brilliant individual performances again in there, Gary, and it shows the importance of having a strong squad, because Donegal ran their bench as well, didn't they? And the players that came on all played their part.
Really, really good. It's a very important part of the game. Johnny McGrady came on there and made a nuisance of himself, so he did. Keelan McGrady came on, had a good game as well. Eric Carr came on for Ronan Frey, and so he did. Matthew Duffy, the young lad from Bundoran, did well. So listen, there's plenty of options there for Donegal as well. It's going to be excitement next week, and a disappointing thing to dear me to this competition. I see that management in Croke Park had another rule to try and make this competition less, and they're giving it absolutely zero respect. They have a motion today at Congress, and we've no coverage here, so we can't see how the emotions are going, but they've emotional Congress today that any player that plays next year senior inter-county league will be unavailable to the under-20s. I mean, my God, Jim, what are they doing to this competition? Why are they disrespecting it like this here? It's absolutely so frustrating. That were meant Jim and Ballyshannon last week. Monaghan had five seniors, the likes of Aaron Mulligan, a top player, and they were going to stop him, and they are going to stop him if they get their way, and the likes of other young lads who will get the opportunity to play with lads at their own age group. It's league football, Jim, at the end of the day. Any player, any man knows worth the salt. It's all about championship. Let the lads go and play championship.
And I'll tell you what, looking out onto the pitch here in front of us, Gary, and you can see what it means to those Donegal players and their proud families and their fellow club members who are so, so happy for them here today on what's been another big, big day for Donegal football. Donegal into an Ulster final, Gary, at under 20 level, and it's just fantastic to be able to come and watch. As you say, even those guys that was playing today for Down, the Kilcoo pair, that just stood out, particularly in the first half. It's fantastic to be able to come and watch them play.
Yeah. And listen, great credit here as well to the club in the loop. Absolutely massive. There's not many pitches now at the moment are able to take games. These lads have hosted a Macquarie Cup semi-final this week. They've been a massive help to Ulster schools. A amount of Macquarie games have been held here this year. I know our own management team were up from the college watching a number of games here as scouting opposition during the year. So it's absolute credit to them and fair play to them. And I'm delighted for them to get their first inter-county championship game here at the loop. They've been splendid and really welcome to us here, and that's the least they deserve.
Okay, well, we'll go back to the studio. We're going to try and get some after-match reaction from perhaps Sean-Paul Barrett, the Donegal manager, and a couple of the players as well as we can. But for now, from the loop here in County Derry, it's finished in a Donegal victory. A fantastic game, really, really exciting in such difficult conditions. But it's finished. Donegal, 1 goal and 11 points to Down's 12 points.